Rosh Chodesh Shabbat, Thursday the 6th of January, Rabbi Mordechai Chodi, the Sugya of Tzitzis.
First of all, thank you for inviting me to give a share to you this morning, and I hope that what I say you will find interesting. The Rosh brings down that there's a well-known minhag that on the night of Yom Kippur, we all wear a talis during davening. Although we daven Ma'ariv at night time, and we normally take on that we don't wear tzitzis by night, but nevertheless, on Yom Kippur night, we do wear a talis. The question is, can one make a bracha when we put on this talis? So in Rishonim, there are two minhagim about this. The Rosh brings that the Ritzva used to make a bracha on his talis, and it's mashma in the Rosh that he wasn't particular to put the talis on before Yom Kippur, even if he put it on just before he davened started Ma'ariv, which was probably Bizmane, and even though he nevertheless made a bracha when he put on his talis.
Not enough.
It doesn't seem beforeish, but I'm taking on that that's the kavan of the Rosh. He made the bracha even by night. Whereas the Tashbat says clearly that although he wore a talis also for Yom Kippur Ma'ariv, nevertheless, he was particular to put it on before the talis, made the bracha while it was still day, and then carried on wearing it through the davening like we do. So we have here a machlokes v'shaida. Can one make a bracha on a talis by night, or can one not? The makor of this machlekes is how to understand a piece of Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara says in Menachos, in Daf Mem Aleph, it was talking about a case where a person had a talis of pishtan, of linen, and the Gemara is talking at a time when they had treiles, and the tzitzis contains treiles, and therefore wearing a talis of pishtan with tcheles is a problem of sharpness. And the Gemara over there says that we're not allowed to wear such a beged. Although in Atayra it's mutter to wear a beged of sharpness, but nevertheless the Gemara says that one should not, the Gemara objects to wearing such a garment, so much so that even they pulled it off, the Pidyabaran pulled it off, and the Gemara explains at the end of the sugya why is there a kepeda not to wear a talis which has got sharpness in it, even with treiles. The Gemara says the problem is gzeira mishum kisus laila. The problem is that a person may be wearing sharpness in his tzitzis, and if he wears it at a time when the mitzvah doesn't apply, then he will be doing an avera. So therefore, Chazal came along and said that one should not wear a talis with sharpness with it, although in our Torah it's perfectly butter, but nevertheless, there is a problem of gzeira mishum kisus laila. Now, the problem is, what does it mean, gzeira mishum kisus laila? Rashi explains the interpretation of the Gemara, gzeira mishum kisus laila, and Rashi says the following, Shema yiskasim boi b'tzitzis b'layla, the potter b'tzitzis, Shema arisa noizos charetim, probably kisus laila, v'nim tzanen m'klaim shlevi mokam mitzvah. So Rashi explains that the case is, the understanding is, he's going to be wearing the talis by day, and he's going to continue wearing it into the night. And since Laila loves matzitzis, he will be doing an avera when he continues wearing the talis during the night. However, the Rosh and Tosfos say, no, that the Gemara is very literal. The Gemara says, Zeir Rishon Ksus Laila. The Gemara doesn't mean he's going to carry on wearing his talis, which we're assuming is a Ksus Yoyim. But the problem is, if we're going to allow someone to wear a talis during the night, then not only will he wear his talis by night, he will also have a ksus laila, which has chayv mitzitzis, and which has got shatness in it, and he'll wear the ksus laila with shatness in it, and then that will not be permitted because ksus laila is potter min hatzitzis. So we have here a machlokes yeshayim. Okay, the Mahavan Machalik is showing when Laila's pot is not Matzitzis. What does it mean, Laila loves Matzitzis? Does Laila loves Matzitzis mean that in the night is not the Zman of the mitzvah at all? Which means that it makes no difference whether the garment that you're wearing is a garment which is a day garment and you're wearing it by night, or a night garment which you're wearing by night. But if you hold Laila Lazman tzitzis, then you're potter completely on both types of begadim. That's one shot. That's how Rashi learned. So even according to Rashi, even a ksus yoim, Balaila is potter. According to Taisus and the Rosh, that's not the case. Ksus Laila is potter from tzitzis by night. But a ksus yoim, which you wear by night, is chayav tzitzis. That is a machlekes. Now, there's a Rishayim ask a question. Everybody knows that tzitzis is classified as a mitzvah haseh shehazman grava. So Tosfos asks, if we're going to say that ksus yoim is chayav b'layla, so how can it be? Why is it classified as a mitzvah haseh shehazman grava? Since ksus yoim is chayav tzitzis by night, so that, then it comes out that every 24 hours a day is shaykh to the mitzvah tzitzis. You're either wearing a ksus, if you wear a ksus yoyim by yoyim, you're going to be chayiv. If you continue wearing that ksus yoyim by night, you're also going to be chayiv. So there's never a time when you're technically potter from tzitzis. So Tosfos answers, that doesn't matter. Since there are begadim, there are clothes, a ksus laila, which is potter from tzitzis, so, but by night, therefore we can still classify tzitzis as mitzvah seish al mandrama, because Laila allows man tzitzis. There are the begadim which are patur. Therefore, tzitzis can still be called mitzvah say shehaz man grama. So this point is difficult to understand because we understand mitzvah say shehaz man grama means that there's a time when the mitzvah doesn't apply. And Tosfos is saying even though there's no time when the mitzvah doesn't apply, the mitzvah can still be called mitzvah say shehaz man grama. This needs an explanation. Furthermore, it comes out from Tosfos that if a person has a ksus yom Balayla, he's going to be chayav tzitzis. What's going to be if this ksus yoim has shatnas in it? Let's say it's a ksus shapishton, and he's got techeles on it. Is he allowed to wear it by night according to Tosfos? The answer is yes, because since according to Tosfos, a ksus yoim is chayav tzitzis by night. So just like a ksus yoim which has got shatnas in it in a Torah, you are allowed to wear it, and you don't have to worry about the shatnas. So if you're wearing a ksus yoim by Laila, which according to Tosfos is chayav tzitzis, it's going to come out that you're going to be chayav tzitzis, but you're going to have to be natayra, you're going to have to wear the beggar shell, wear the beggar shell shatnas, and it doesn't matter that it's shatnas. The problem is that in the very next Tosfos, after Tosfos speaks out all this, what I just now explained, Tosfos comes, there's another piece of Gemara. The Gemara says, there's a new piece of Gemara. New Gemara starts a new sugya, and the Gemara says the following lashon: Tcheles ein ba mishum kilayim, va'afilu betalis peturah. So Tosfos says that the Gemara means to say that even if a person is going to be wearing a ksus yom balayla, and the mitzvah doesn't apply by night, nevertheless, you're allowed to wear a beggar shatnas. It doesn't matter that the beggar is pushed on and there's trailers of shatnas. You can still wear it by night. Why? So Tosfos, because there's a concept called hutra. I'll read out the Russian of Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Ein merabim in the town, the hocha nami ashmino daf pilu balaylo ein ba mishum kilayim. Even by night, when the mitzvah of tzitzis doesn't apply, nevertheless, you're still allowed to wear the baguette of pishton with tredis in it. Afal gab de lazman tzitzis, the gamri hitir hakosur kilayim shal tzitzis." Because when the Torah was matir, the issa of wearing shatnas in tzitzis, doesn't matter, the Torah was matir this baguette, the Torah was matir it by day and by night. Whenever you want to wear a baguette shal tzitzis, since this baguette is roi to be mekayim with it, the mitzvah tzitzis, if you wear it at a time when the mitzvah applies, there's a blanket heter across the ball. You can wear it even when it's not zman tzitzis. So the obvious cash is, if so, what was the problem in the previous piece of Gemara if you wore tzitzis through shatnas by yoyim? Well, what's the problem to wear it by night? There's no problem with that. So tzitzis, no. The pshat in the Gemara is, hadagazrim aleam, shum tzitzis laila, haynuksus heim michorad laila. The problem is that you may come to wear a beggar which is not chayv tzitzis in the first place, because it's a ksus laila. So that's why Chazal made the gzeira. But ksus yoyim banayla is tamut. So now the problem is that these two pieces of taste which are just read out contradict each other, because in the first taste, the taste said that ksus yoyim is chayiv tzitzis balayla. So even because Yom is Chai, but Tzitzis Balayla, then the mitzvah of Tzitzis is Deicha the Lav of Shabbos. Like it's Yom is Chai, but Tzitzis and Deicha the Issa of Shabbos. So you can wear it by night. So why does Tzitzis have to have it come along in the next Tzitzis and say in the very next Tzitzis? Why does Tzitzis come along and say you need to come on to a special Hetzel of Hutra in order to be Mati to wear Ksus Yom Balayla with Shabbos? And it's the question is so pertinent, so pertinent that the inside the Tosafos there's a little bracket there, and it says Rabbi Natan Tosaf Pirush Shelamayla. There's an insert in the Tosafos that it seems like this problem has been the somebody was aware of this problem and put it in brackets Rabbi Natan Tosaf Pirush Shelamayla. It means Rabbi Natan changed his mind. So there's a few difficulties with this. First of all, if Rabbi Natan changed his mind, then he ought to give us a new pshat in this Gemara. Right? According to the first pshat, he should have told us a pshat in this Gemara. And according to the second pshat, he should have told us that we don't need this. We're substituting the old pshat for this pshat. The Kasha is even more bailed because if you look in the Rosh actually puts the second Tosafos before the first Tosafos. When the Rosh brings down the whole sugya, the Rosh first says the problem of the Yisod of Hutra. Then he goes back to the problem of Sislaila and says what Tosafos says in the previous Tosafos. So the Rosh should definitely have substituted a new pshat in the Gemara that he's already is explained one way. Now that he puts in this now that he says Kosem is Chai Belayel, he should have given us a new pshat in the Gemara. So it's difficult to say that Tosafos has changed his mind, so to speak. So we have two problems. Number one, why is Ksus Yoyim Balaylo? Even though it's Chai B'Tzitzis, why is Tzitzis Mitzvah Yisrof Mangrana? Secondly, the problem is the theory in Tosafos. Now, to answer the questions, the following, I want to explain the following. We need to understand that the Mitzvah of Tzitzis contains two mitzvahs in it. We say in the Parsha of Yoyimah, that's one pasuk. The pasuk is telling you to put tzitzis on your garments. Next pasuk says, "Why are you looking at tzitzis?" The Torah is telling you that you should look at the tzitzis and remember the tzitzis and remember the mitzvahs of Hashem. That will inspire you to be mekayim the mitzvahs. So when we learn when we say the pasuk every day in Krishna, we understand that the pasuk is not telling you a new mitzvah here. All the pasuk is saying is that you should put the tzitzis on your bukatim, and then the te'eles of the mitzvah will be that the tzitzis will be for you as a siman to remind yourselves of the mitzvahs and to remind you to keep them. However, there's a second way of interpreting this pasuk. V'ho'yolachem the tzitzis is telling you a mitzvah, that the Torah is giving you a mitzvah that the tzitzis should be on you so that you should wear and remember them. What's the proof for this? The proof for this is, what's the halacha if a person finds a talis lying on the table in the Beis Medrash, and you haven't got a talis? Are you allowed to take a talis which you know belongs to somebody else, and are you allowed to make a bracha on it? So the Rosh says that there were people who, let's say by night, and they had a problem of whether to make a bracha or not to make a bracha, so they took somebody else's talis and then wore it by night. Let's say wants to having for the Omer, the one who's got a problem, does it help to take somebody else's baguette? Says the Rosh, it doesn't help. Everybody knows that Talis Shor is Potem Natsitsis. Says the Rosh, what do we mean a Talis Shor is Potem Natsitsis? That means a Talis Shor, a borrowed Talis, if you borrow somebody's Talis and it hasn't got Tzitzis on it, then for 30 days you can wear that baguette without Tzitzis. But says the Rosh, if you borrow somebody's Talis which has Tzitzis on it, then when you wear it, then you make him a mitzvah. And you can make a bracha. So if you find somebody else's talis in shul which has got a tzitzis on it already, and you put it on, you can make a bracha. The status of a tzitzis, and it will be yours, because you're mekayim a mitzvah. So the question is, what mitzvah are you mekayim? If talis shalom is part of not tzitzis, so why are you, what mitzvah are you mekayim? So it's clear that the Rosh understood that there's two mitzvahs in tzitzis. There's one mitzvah of mitzad the beket. The talis is chayiv a tzitzis, and in that din there's a din that shalom is part of. So if you get a beggar without tzitzis, you borrow a beggar without tzitzis, then you're potter from putting tzitzis on that beggar. So you can wear it without tzitzis. But as far as the mitzvah of lisatit b'tzitzis, the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis, the mitzvah of putting tzitzis on oneself, that mitzvah, in that din there's no chenez, mafkimen, if whose talis it is. That's okay. I'm running out of time, but okay. And I wanted to prove this point from Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam says that there's two different types of mitzvahs in the Torah. The mitzvah which a person has to do, whether he likes it or not. If he's honest, he's honest. But if he's not honest, he should be mishtadil v'lirdayf atshiyaseis and tefillin sukkah v'luluf shayfa. Eirani kreim chayfa. These are called mitzvahs chayfa. Then there are other mitzvahs which are v'yesh mitzvah she'enam chayfa l'adayim l'rishos. Okay, mezuzah, makash, enadam chayfa lishke v'bayis. Not m'chayf to go and dafke live in a house. K'day to make yourself chayfa mezuzah. K'day she'yaseh mezuzah. And Ron Salish can call you a boy. If you want to live all your life in an oil or in a sphina, you're not m'chayf to go and build a house. K'day to make a put a mezuzah. So such a mitzvah is called a mitzvah, which the Rambam calls a rishus. You're not mechayv to build a house, you have to put a mechayv mitzvah marker. If you have a house, it's chayv a marker, you have to put a marker. So those mitzvahs are called mitzvahs rishus. Correct, Rabbeinu Manayah, the Rambam left out tzitzis. Because tzitzis is l'chayr, also a mitzvah, which is a rishus. Why is it a rishus? Because you don't have to buy a beggar shel dalet kamfas in order to put tzitzis up. If you have a beggar shel dalet kamfas, you have to wear tzitzis, if not, not. So Ranias Daiti, the answer to the Rambam is that the Rambam answers this question himself in Hilchos Tzitzis. The Rambam, I read out the Rambam. The Rambam says like this: Afo pishein adam mochiv liknes talis, he's not mochiv to buy a talis or the satzav b'aktish yasev or tzitzis. Nevertheless, ein royal adam chassid lifter asr mitzvahs. A person should not. A person who's a chassid that wants to mekayim the dinim and mitzvahs atayra shouldn't pat himself from this mitzvah. Le la'olam yishtad liyas atzav b'ksas hamochiv tzitzis. A person should try to make himself. Put himself into the situation where he's going to, you know, carry the mitzvah, and he should wear a beged on the chayv tzitzis. Kedei she carry mitzvah zu. The question is that if you notice, the Rambam changed his lashon. And when in the beginning of the Rambam he starts off, ein adam mochayv liknois talis. You know, the mochayv to buy a talis ulis atav kedei yasav tzitzis. Nevertheless, ein royal adam chasid lifter asav mitzvah zu, el alei mishtan delias atuf biksas hamochayv tzitzis. Person should make sure to wear tzitzis. Why didn't the Rambam say yishtad the liknos by beged? If you're not mechuyev to buy the beged, the Rambam should have finished up. But a chassid who wants to mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis should buy a beged and be mechayev tzitzis. The Teretz is the reason why the Rambam, the Adam chassid is expected to be mekayim the mitzvah is not because of the mitzvah of, as we said, the mitzvah of atulam tzitzis. That mitzvah is taka mitzvah shal rishus, and you're not mechuyev to go and buy a beged kedei to mekayim the mitzvah of atulam tzitzis. But nevertheless, the mitzvah of v'hayah lechem l'tzitzis is telling a person that he should put himself into a situation where he is going to be able to mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis. That means, it doesn't mean he has to go and buy a beggar for that, because we just said in the Rosh that you can take somebody else's talis and wear it and also be mekayim the mitzvah. So as long as you are wearing tzitzis, it doesn't matter whose beggar it is. So the Rambam says, therefore, yishtadel Liyas Atuf Bixus Amchiv Tzitzis, because he will be mekayim the mitzvah of Levishas Tzitzis, not the mitzvah necessarily of the Asulam Tzitzis. So you see, the Rambam also goes with this mahalach, that there is a mitzvah in wearing Tzitzis, and a second mitzvah as far as the beggar is concerned. Now let's come back to the two places that we started off with. Having said that, there are two mitzvahs in mitzvah tzitzis. One mitzvah, which is relative to the beged, which means that if a person has a beged shel dalet kamfas, the beged is chayv tzitzis. That means that there's an issur and a bittul mitzvah asay to put the beged on without tzitzis, because the beged needs to have tzitzis. Then, apart from that, there's a second mitzvah, which is learned from the pasuk, "Hayol lechem l'tzitzis," that a person should wear tzitzis, and in that mitzvah, it makes no difference if the beged is yours or not. Now let's move to the question of Laila. Laila loves matzitzis. Where does it say in the Torah Laila that Laila is potter matzitzis? That's in the pasuk of "Re'isam oisay zochartim es kolnisus Hashem." You have to see the matzitzis, and as man, when you can't see the matzitzis, then there's no mitzvah of wearing matzitzis. Now, the machlekes we had before between the Rosh and the Ritvan, the Tashbat, or the Russian Tosfos and Rashi and Rambam, is a ksus yoyim chayv b'layla or ksus yoyim potter? Is a ksus yoyim chayv b'tzitzis b'layla or is a ksus yoyim potter b'layla? That machlokes depends on how to connect. Depends on how we connect the two mitzvahs together. The question is the following: we've just established that there are two mitzvahs in tzitzis, the mitzvah from mitzvah the beggar, the mitzvah mitzvah the person. The question is now: are these two mitzvahs linked together or not? if there's a Pturi in one, will that be a Pturi in the other? So that is the Machlekes Rambam and Rashi. The Rambam and Rashi, on the one hand, understood that in this man, when there's no mitzvah tzitzis on the Gavra, when there's no mitzvah levishas tzitzis, then there's no mitzvah in the Beged either. And therefore, if you're wearing a tzitzis in Balayla, since in Balayla is not this man when you are mechayev the mitzvah of the Gavra, then there's no mitzvah of the tzitzis, also not. So tzitzis yayim is possible Balayla, according to the Rashi and the Rambam. However, the Rashi first understood that the two mitzvahs have their own, each one has their own din. The mitzvah of the Ptur of Laila Lamsman tzitzis is in the mitzvah of the Gavra. And the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis doesn't apply by night. So by night, there's no mitzvah to wear tzitzis. There's not even a mitzvah chassidim, which the Rambam says that a person should be mishtadl to wear tzitzis. That mitzvah doesn't apply by night. So by night, you're not mechuyev to wear tzitzis. You're not mechuyev to mishtadl to carry the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is not around you on the Gavra during the night. You're allowed to wear pajamas or whatever, and not wear tzitzis, and then you're not being mevatel, you're not being mekayim. The mitzvah of wearing tzitzis, because belayla loves man tzitzis as far as the mitzvah levush is concerned. But the Rosh holds that's nothing to do with the din of the beged. The beged has got its own din. So if you choose to wear a beged yoyim belayla, since the beged yoyim is chayv tzitzis mitzvah, the beged needs to have tzitzis. Then if you put it on, there is a kiyum mitzvah tzitzis. And you're fulfilling the mitzvah as well at the same time, because you don't lose anything by wearing it by night. Yeah, if you wear it, once you've got the beged of tzitzis on you, there's an automatic kiyum of the mitzvah ayah from the tzitzis. And if the light's on and you can see the tzitzis, then I suppose you're going to come release the mitzvah as well. So now we can understand what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying the following. In the first Tosfos, which we learned, where we're talking about, Tosfos says that Ksus Yoyim is Chayav Belayla. That Tosfos is talking about the mitzvah mitzad the chayfut mitzad the beged. Tosfos has established that Ksus Yoyim is Chayav Belayla. So if the beged is Chayav Tzitzis, so then you have to wear it. Then by night is also Chayav. Ksus Yoyim is Chayav Belayla. You have to wear Tzitzis by night, and you can have mitzvah as well. What does Tosfos mean? So why is mitzvah say? Why is it a mitzvah say Shazman Grama? We asked, Tosfos asked the Kasha, why is Tzitzis the Mitzvah Seish Hazman Grama? If Ksus Yoyim is Chayav Belayla, so why is it the Mitzvah Seish Hazman Grama? The Teretz is. Because since the Mitzvah on the Gavra makes a din on Talesim, there's a Zman when the Mitzvah of the Gavra doesn't apply. Dahayinu Banayt. Banayt, there's no Mitzvah Levisha. Because there's no Mitzvah Levisha Banayt, therefore, Stambu Godin become Potter from Tzitzis because of that. So Tosfos, that's good enough to call a Mitzvah Seish Hazman Grama. Because there's a Zman when the Mitzvah of the Gavra doesn't apply, and because of that, there is a difference between which type of beggar is Chayav Tzitzis or not. That's good enough to be called Zman Grama. You don't actually, says Tosfos, need that there should be a Zman when you actually Potter completely. As long as the fact that you're Potter Minat Tzitzis by night has a nafkemina, the benegazi, which begotten you are Chayav Tzitzis, that is good enough. But it all starts, not stand a chayk, because the beggar game is chayk, beggar line is potter, that calls them ungrounded. It starts off because the mitzvah of tzitzis is not ramming on the gavra by night. And therefore, because the mitzvah of tzitzis is not ramming on the gavra by night, therefore, you are potter and tzitzis. Therefore, because this line, because of that, is potter and tzitzis, that's what makes the tzitzis going to say it's just ungrounded. But now the question is, that's all benegaya to the beggar. That's all going to get to the beggar. Yeah? I'll say further, if you do put a beggar on by night, yeah? If you do put a beggar on by night, let's go back to the ritual we started off with. If you do put a beggar on by night, you know, like the ritual we put on by Yom Kippur night, so he was wearing a talis, which was chayav b'tzitzis because it's a ksus yayim. Right? He put it on by night, so ksus yayim is chayav b'layla, you can make a bracha. As I said before, because even though there's no din, it's not around me on the gavra to mekayim mitzvah levisha by night, but if you want to wear a beged yayim b'layla, and the beged is chayav b'tzitzis, there's an automatic kiyum as well. So you can make this out of b'tzitzis, just like you would by yayim. So that's pshat in the ritzvah, that's why he made the bracha by night. That's all in b'negeya to the din of the beged. Now we're coming to discuss the problem of shatnas. Now the question is, shatnas, the Torah was matzir shatnas in tzitzis because of the din of asei v'chaleisus. In order for a person to be mekayim in the midst of tzitzis, which he's mechuyev to mekayim, if he wears a beggar which he wears, he's therefore the Torah was matzir the issa of shatnas. Now the question is, bishleima, if we would say that there's some din that you that is put, that's telling you to wear the tzitzit by night, then we could understand. But just like by night, just like by Yerichai, you say, I say, Dechaleza, say, even though you're not mechayiv to wear the beggar shaddal kamfus, if you don't want to wear a beggar shaddal kamfus by Yom, you're allowed to wear any beggar. But nevertheless, because there is a kiyum mitzvah with that, and you're supposed to make kind of the mitzvah of Levisha Tzitzis by Yom, therefore that is good enough to make it in the Dechaleza, say. But says Taisa, that's only on a beggar Yom, but on a beggar Laila. Since the beggar Laila, since the Ksus Yom Belaila, there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah of levish of tzitzis is not ramming on you. You're not mechuyev to put yourself into a situation of chiyuv to wear tzitzis by night because there's no mitzvah of levish by night. So how can you go and wear shandis? There's no mitzvah on the gavra which allows you to be doicha l'rav. Why should you wear a shandis to get tzitzis by night? Yeah, just because you want to wear this beggar yom, the beggar yom got shandis in. You're not allowed to wear it, and the chiyuv mitzvah is not ramming on you by night. If the kiyum mitzvah would be ramming on you by night, like by yom, then you can say, okay, so by just like by yom is ramming on you, because of that, it was day of the rab, so by night it will be the same. But since there's no kiyum mitzvah ramming on you by night, there's no din but by night that you, that's mechayev, you need to put tzitzis on in the first place, so what's the hetzer to wear shabbos? Okay, so that's why Tosfos comes along and says, and the second Tosfos, Tosfos is worried about the problem of shabbos, even though the ksus yom is chayev but tzitzis, even by night, even though mitzvah the beggar is chayiv b'tzitzis, but since the gavra, since the person has got no mitzvah levisha by night, so therefore therefore there's no assay on the person, and therefore Tosfos is worried about assay techalosis. Therefore Tosfos has to come onto the heter of Hutra to say that the Torah was matir the beggar of shandis by day and by night, and blanketed heter, so that even if you're not, even if the kiyum mitzvah is not ramming on you, nevertheless, Since this beggar is roi by yom for mitzvah tzitzis, the Torah allows tzitzis to be worn even by night, even with shabbos in it.